Welcome to the first episode of Home Buying 101. I'm your host, Francisco Gonzalez. And with me today is the co-owner and president of Clear to Close Mortgage, Mario Navarez, which is my really good friend. Mario, introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
Yeah, so, you know, like Francisco said, first of all, thank you for having me on here. I think it's super cool that you're venturing out and joining the podcast space with the rest of us. I am the president and owner of Clear to Close Mortgage here in Phoenix. We've been around in the mortgage industry for about 25 years, my wife and I. About 3 years ago, we decided to open up our own brokerage. So yeah, here we are, you know, kicking ass, taking names, doing what we have to do for our community.
Of course, and I will tell you guys this, Mario was actually the one that kind of influenced me to do this. He invited me onto his podcast and fed me tacos. Which the funny part about that podcast was it was the week after 4th of July weekend. So I came in as red as a red pepper.
Yeah.
Because I was so sunburned for being at Lake Pleasant.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Like people go, oh, why would you go on someone else's podcast if you have one? I'm like,
cross promote.
Well, yeah, not just cross promote, but really, you know, it's collaborative work, right? Everybody learns something new from somebody else. So if you think you know everything, right, you might go to someone's show and you learn something either about yourself, that you're doing right or wrong or indifferent, right? Then you got to fix it.
Of course. So with this Home Buying 101 podcast, what I really want to do is I want to educate people on how to become homeowners. And we start off with this. Let's see what the market looks like, what the current market looks like today. So shout out to Edgar and Carolina. They provided me the numbers for this week. So right now we're looking at an active of 16,000 properties. Coming soon, we have 451 properties. Listings under contract or contract contingent, we're looking at 1,987. And right now, what we're looking at is median sold price is at 406 with a median listing price of 450. And of course, the listing took to sale is about 60. So like we were talking about before we got on there, you told me that with 450 to 406, the difference there is just people are negotiating now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like anything, right? You can list whatever you own at whatever price you want. It's not what you're actually going to get, right? So what we are seeing in this market right now compared to 2 years ago or even last year was, you know, the fight for the properties isn't there as much as it was, right? So there are more buyers and there are sellers available, right? That was the whole thing, right? Like there wasn't enough houses back then. Now there's more houses, so you have room to negotiate and sellers are taking some, you know, offers at a lower price because they know that they don't want the house to sit on the market because they're making their purchase somewhere else. So, you know, we look at it from a lending perspective. We look at it as a great opportunity for not only first-time home buyers, but investment buyers, second home buyers, vacation home buyers, because now there's more selection for you. So, yeah, it's always a good opportunity for us.
So let me ask you this. Before COVID, what was the average that listings were sitting on the market? Is 60 pretty close to that, or?
Before the boom, I call it the boom because houses couldn't stay on the market like 24 hours.
It was like 3 days and the house is gone.
Yeah, so it was about average, right? So typically, if you have a really good agent, they can get your house listed, staged, and then out the door pretty fast. Sure. I think the numbers kind of changed up a lot with the
demand.
Well, not just the demand, but the influence of the online realtor databases, like your 72 sold, those type of things where you didn't really use an agent.
The iBuyers?
Yeah, the iBuyers and those type of things. But I think now we're seeing that, you know, the true importance of a realtor came back where, you know, a lot of people, you know, overpaid for a house. A lot of people waived inspections, waived things that a normal real estate transaction, they would tell you, look, you don't want to do that. That's not to your best benefit. So we're seeing a lot of people wanting to meet face-to-face with realtors, really get hands-on again, which is, it's nice. I mean, it's nice to see people come back together after we were separated for so long under the COVID rules.
Of course. So with the current market, what would it look like, let's say, for example, for someone to buy a home right now? Where are rates at?
Yeah, so of course, right, rates change daily, sometimes hourly. You know, we pulled some rate sheets today based on a 680 FICO score for our company. You know, on a conventional, typical 5% down, we were looking at, you know, in the 5.875 range, you know, for your interest rate. You know, your APR was at like 6.125, and you're looking at a monthly payment about $2,280, right? That's just the house. That's not including taxes, insurance, HOA, whatever else is on, you know, on the agenda for your property. And then for FHA with the 3.5%, we're looking at 5.5% with a, you know, payment around $2,190, not including all those things. Now, for us, you know, the beautiful thing is that we have the options to review our client's credit profile and make a decision on what is going to be best for them, right? Sometimes getting into a, you know, a certain type of loan is better in the initial run, and then you can always refinance into a different loan later on in your, you know, the mortgage lifeline.
Okay. So why is it important to work with the right lender, I guess? Why is it important to interview your lender or know you're working with it?
So, yeah, that's for us. You know, we're big proponents on, you know, having the ability to shop around, right? We tell our clients the same thing. We're like, look, this is what we can offer you, but definitely get a second opinion, right? It's like with anything. You go to the doctor and they tell you have something wrong with you, go get a second opinion. And we do that so people feel comfortable that we're transparent in our policies, transparent in our disclosures of our fees, in our, you know, what our rates are, what our, you know, what we're going to charge in the transaction. And, you know, really interviewing is if you even like the lender, right? There's some people that just don't vibe with someone. So yeah, definitely go out and look. You know, don't just use someone because, you know, someone told you, right? We have a bad habit of just going to someone because someone, you know, yeah, the referrals are great, but you know, you really got to do your due diligence, right? We tell people, you know, you wouldn't just go to like the first bakery, you know, right? Like we all have our favorite bakeries for whatever we want. We have our favorite, you know, grocery store, right? You go to Fry's for, you know, instance for some things, but then you go to Costco for other things, right? You don't just do all your shopping in one place. So we want our clients to do the same thing because we want them to ultimately go, you know what? They were super transparent. They were very honest with us. So we want to go back to that.
So as a broker, because I know you guys are brokers, what's the benefit of working with you guys as brokers instead of working with a bank?
So, you know, obviously for us as a brokerage, we have the ability to work with multiple lenders, right? Multiple lenders that give us the ability to, one, not only see where your loan fits best, but pricing can be different. Pricing can be competitive at one and not so competitive at the other. And, you know, the biggest difference between retail and the broker space is that those retail spaces may have overhead that protects their company, you know, some overhead like guidelines that they want to protect themselves. So it may be a little harder to qualify because they don't want, you know, to take that risk. In the wholesale channel, we write to what is in your approval. So it's just a little bit different. You know, for us, we're a small company, so we don't have a ton of overhead, which we pass those savings back on to our consumer. That's a second benefit, right? You don't have to pay 25 employees when you only have a direct lender. Yeah. So, yeah, there's definitely differences, but there are some retail channels that have some, you know, great community lending programs that we're hoping to tap into so we can offer them, you know, to the benefit of the community. There's a lot of low to moderate buyers that, you know, are priced out, you know, because they don't make enough, right? So the ability to offer them a affordable mortgage where, you know, they can provide safe housing for the family, that's our end goal.
Of course. And so this being home buying 101,
yeah,
can you walk me through the process of why is it important, of course, to get pre-qualified, and what is the pre-qualification process? Because that's pretty much the first step.
Yeah.
Because you can't really go shopping without knowing how much money's in your wallet.
Yeah. Well, you know, we all do that. We're all you know, guilty of shopping with our eyes. You know, we all go look at that Ferrari, we go look at that, you know, that G-Wagon, that Louis Vuitton or whatever it is. And we go, man, I want that. And then you go, oh man, I don't have that in my finances. Right. So, you know, for us, we always, the first thing for us is, you know, pulling your credit, doing a full assessment of your credit, seeing what's on there. If we got to fix something, we fix that first. Because there's no reason to send you out if you're not ready. So the first thing we look at is your credit. If everything's good there, then we look at your income. You know, if all's good there, then we look at your assets, make sure you have enough money to get into the house, or now we have to look at either down payment assistance programs or where is that money going to come from for your down payment, right? And sometimes it means setting up a savings plan with the client. Sometimes they have the money, so we can go directly into a pre-approval stage. So once we have that and we feel comfortable that, you know, your income is in order, your assets are in order, and your credit's in order, then we fire off that pre-qual letter, and then that's your permission slip to go buy a house, right? You know, we have clients that come to us and they're like, well, I've been looking at houses in this range, right? And then once we look at their debts and we look at their income, we go, no, you might have to bring it down a little bit. Or they have, you know, a lot of income, and they're like, man, you can really go a lot higher. But again, being very transparent with our consumer is what's made us competitive with everybody, is that we go, look, here's your low, you know, the low end here, and here's your high end. And you get to pick in between, because I'm not going to make that call. That's a call you make with your family.
Yeah, whatever they're comfortable with.
Yeah. And unfortunately, there's a lot of lenders out there that, you know, they push to the max because they want to make the max amount of commission that they can make. But for us, is we want people to go, man, I got in my house, I can make my payment, and if something happens, I can still manage to make that payment. We don't want them to come back after 3 or 4 months and go, I'm losing my house, or I can't pay my mortgage because I overspent, right? So we've done that for, you know, 20 years. My wife and I, we've been blessed to have repeat business from people because we gave them all the transparent documents that they go, man, okay, I didn't have to worry about my payment because I knew if something happened, I can go back to that. But we left their payment in a comfortable spot where they can manage that.
Of course. And then, of course, if someone comes to you and wants to get pre-qualified, but they're just not there, you guys set up a kind of like a credit plan to let them know, hey, let's work on this, and this, and revisit in 3 to 6 months or whatever time period, correct?
Yeah, so in my previous career, I was a certified housing counselor. So we implemented that into our business plan when we opened our company, was that, you know, we are willing to wait as long as you need to, right? We trademarked our slogan, you know, we don't say no, we say when, right? That's a testament to us that we are willing to wait as long as we need to with you so you can get in the house when you're ready. Not, you know, we're just not chasing a dollar, right? That's our big thing, you know. We just closed a client that we worked with for over 2 years. So, you know.
Tell me a little about that.
Yeah, so when they came to us, you know, super low FICO, a lot of bad stuff on their credit, and, you know, they made good money. They just made bad credit decisions, right? So we really started working with them on a monthly basis, you know, paying down some debt, paying off some old debt that needed to just get off their credit. And when we got ready to purchase, when we repulled their credit, they were back in the 700s. So, you know, that affects your pricing. You know, if you want lower rates, get the best credit you can get out there, right? Get above 680, you know, get in the 700 range, because that's a direct effect to your rate sheet. You know, so we pride ourselves on that, you know, and, you know, when they got their keys, they were like, man, I can't believe it took us 2 years, but we're in, like, now we're in our home. I'm like, yeah, you know, and they're like.
And 2 years flies by anyways.
Yeah.
And you're going through it one way or another. 2 years are going to, either you're going to do it, save and get there, or you're just not going to get there because 2 years is going to go by anyway.
Yeah, so you either, you know, and our focus is, you know, do it because you want to, not because we're telling you, right? We don't want to force someone either to become a homeowner if they're not ready or if they don't want to, right? You know, but we are seeing a big change now where people want that security of a home. They want that safety net, right? And, you know, it builds dreams. It builds generational wealth, right? Like, we talk about it on our podcast a lot, you know, the markings on the door jamb, right, for the height, right? You know, I just happened to go to my sister's house last week and, you know, they're a, you know, he was previously married and now they got married and, you know, his kids, you know, and now their kids are on there and this door is, I mean, it's scratched all the way to the top, but it was super cool because those are memories, right?
Of course. You
can't build those in a lot of places, right?
Of course.
And, you know, we get to live in Arizona, which is super cool, where we get to see a lot of first generation owners, right? We see a lot of people come from, you know, other countries that they don't have the means to purchase. And then when they do, you know, first time, you know, first generation, you know, college students, first generation homeowners, and it changes the dynamic of their family generationally, right? Now, that's the end goal for us is to have that, you know, lay out those dreams with them, right? We want to be a small part of it. We don't want to be all of it. We just want to be a small part of it.
Of course. So if someone wants to get a hold of you to start talking about either are they ready or get pre-qualified, how can they reach out to you?
Yeah, so you could, you guys can, you know, reach out to us on our team. You can call myself, my wife. You can call us at 480-375-0908. You can go to our website, www.ctc-mtg.com, or visit us on Facebook at Clear to Close Mortgage. We will answer as fast as we can. You know, we are a small brokerage, so we do get busy sometimes, but we don't forget about our clients, right, and our consumers, because you are our lifeline. You know, we try to stay engaged with the community as much as we can, so we might be doing a lot of events, you know, and with a small team, sometimes, you know,
of course,
you get wrapped up in those commitments, but yeah, definitely reach out. We'll do our best, and if there's a program out there that, you know, we know it's beneficial to you more than ours, we don't mind referring you back out to someone else. You know, we look at competition a little bit differently, right? We look at it from a very familial standpoint, where we know there's enough business out there for everybody. So we're willing to send someone to what's considered our competitor if they have a better product.
Of course.
If for some reason we can't offer it, because it's in the best interest of the consumer. And I think that's what's changing the mindset of a lot of lenders here in Arizona.
So I'll post Mario's information, also, of course, the realtors that provide us their information on our description. But thank you, Mario, for coming in today.
Oh, no, anytime, anytime. And if, you know, you guys need insurance services, obviously, you know, Green Planet is the way to go. You know, we trust them now with our consumers, right? We've built a friendship over the last, I would say, year. So, yeah, we gladly like to, you know, refer as many clients as we can to those people that we know are going to take care of our clients.
Of course.
Yeah, so thanks for having me.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right.